Exercising is good for keeping us fit and healthy. However, one man goes to the gym for a particular reason. He and his gym instructor tell us more.
My name is Douglas Bain. I'm from Duddingston in Edinburgh. I'm 69 years old. I was a taxi driver for 37 years in Edinburgh. And 2 years ago, I was going to renew my taxi driver's badge for the last time. And because you're over 60, they now take you for a medical. And part and parcel of the medical was an ECG to check on my heart. And during this particular examination, they discovered there was a problem. My heart was only pumping at 35%. Unfortunately, to be able to drive taxis, minibuses, buses, heavy goods vehicles, etc., etc., the DVLA specify you need a minimum of 40%. So that was me finished driving immediately.
So my name's Diggy. I work at the Jack Ken Centre. I work in rehabilitation. So we've got people referred by the GP or various health professionals along with various health conditions that range from heart attacks, strokes, claudication of the legs, and they're referred along to the monthly condition class that I've got on the Wednesday. That's called Fit for Health. It's a class that runs for 16 weeks. It's a stationed circuit class, low intensity. People come along, we start off really low intensity, and hopefully at the end of the 16 weeks they've made some progression. After the 16 weeks they're invited to attend the gym-based circuit class. That's another 16 weeks where I can make up itemised, individualised programmes for each client.
They then referred me to the Jack Kane, where Dougie Thompson has taken me under his wing, and we had 16 weeks up there, upstairs, doing floor exercises. And after that, we were moved down into the main gym, where we have a little exercise regime with treadmills, cross trainers, rowing machines, weights, and this is once a week, and I've never looked back. As simple as that, I've never looked back. The heart condition I have is irreparable. There's nothing can be done. So basically, I exercise to keep alive.
Who loves stepping on scales to see their weight? One woman joined a slimming club to achieve her dream, and a weight loss expert explains her role and gives some healthy advice.
Hello, I'm Mindy. I started my journey in April 2017, shortly after attending a meeting when I lived in Oxford about becoming a foster parent. At the meeting, I was told that my BMI and my health were too poor, well, my BMI too high to be allowed to become a parent, which devastated me. And after being obese my entire life, decided to finally face my weight, and I joined a Slimming World group in Headington, Oxford. I was 17 stone 11 and a half pounds in a size 20, and really didn't believe that I'd be able to lose a significant amount of weight, but wanted to give it my best try.
I'm Lauren and I'm a Slimming World consultant. Slimming World is nothing like a diet. Slimming World is a healthy eating plan, and it's designed to help people lose weight and improve their lifestyle, make them a healthier person. We give them lots of help and support to get where they want to be. We let people choose their own target. Nobody tells them how much they've got to weigh.
The 20th of December, I hit my target rate of losing 6.5 stone. So I was 11 stone, 4.5 pounds, and between a size 10 and 12. But really, the main difference for me is my confidence and my happiness, and the fact that now I can reach my dream, which is to become a mum. And so currently looking forward to going through the next steps of the fostering process to reach that dream, because it was never about how I looked in clothes or even being healthy, although all those things are obviously amazing and have changed my life more than sounds reasonable to most people. But the main thing that's going to change my life is being the mum that I've always kind of planned and looked forward to.
Why is it important to be slim?
So being slim's not the issue. It's about being healthy. And obviously with the government guidelines of a healthy BMI, obviously that's our aim, to help people achieve that.